promising new technology for cardiac patients. This new pacemaker is smaller than a grain of rice. Researchers at Northwestern University just found a way to make a temporary pacemaker that's controlled by light and it's smaller than a grain of rice. A study on the new device published in the journal Nature found that the tiny pacemaker delivered effective pacing in both animal subjects and human hearts from organ donors. The device is designed specifically for patients who need temporary pacemaking, like newborn babies with heart defects or heart surgery patients, and it's made with materials that allow it to safely dissolve into the body once it's no longer needed. The current standard in temporary pacemakers involves sewing electrodes to the heart via wires, which then protrude out of the patient's chest and connect to an external box. By contrast, the Northwestern researchers' new device is small and dissolvable, and it can be implanted without any wire. The design could potentially help patients avoid complications involved with temporary pacemakers and open new possibilities for heart synchronization. Wires literally protrude from the body. Generally, pacemakers are small implanted devices that use electrical impulses to regulate the heart's beating. Temporary pacemakers are a subcategory and they have a few primary uses. To start, around 1% of babies worldwide are born with congenital heart defects that require surgery, after which the child needs a pacemaker for about 7 days to allow the heart to self-repair. Outside of pediatric cases, temporary pacemakers are also commonly used for a period after heart surgery in order to support recovery and minimize complications. However, Igor Efimov, an experimental cardiologist, notes the standard temporary pacemakers can also present complications. Wires literally protrude from the body attached to a pacemaker outside the body. Efimov said in the release, "When the pacemaker is no longer needed, a physician pulls it out. The wires can become enveloped in scar tissue, so when the wires are pulled out, that can potentially damage the heart muscle."